Can you explain the minor setback you're going through with the knee and why you won't be working out this week, or might be right this week?
I had a little it was a little scope. I don't even call it a setback, but I just missed a little opportunity to run the 40 in front of everybody, you know, just show everybody, you know, what I can do. I mean, wish everybody had seen, you know, this, you know, in my college career this past season. I mean, so if you call it a setback, I mean, that's for you to say. I don't really, you know, call it a real setback for it.
Were you disappointed, though, that you...
Oh, yeah. I'm very disappointed. I can't do, you know, the stuff down here and that everybody else, you know, can do. And it kind of, you know, irked my nerves when I hear guys say they don't want to do this, this, and that about combine and not saying anything about them. I mean, but that's something that you dream of, you know, want to do your whole life. And me being a college football player, just a competitor, I always wanted to, you know, come to this, like, be at this spot right here where I'm at now, and, you know, just show all my skills and show out at the combine. That's what I like to do, and that's what the top guys do, or, you know, the guys that don't expect to do good at the combine.
Can you tell us some of the teams that have expressed interest in you so far here?
I've probably talked to every team except like five. So I've talked to Cleveland, talked to Tampa, talked to the Redskins, talked to the Colts. I've been talking to so many. Really can't really tell, you know, how everybody feel. Everybody's excited, you know, just to talk to you and, you know, just tell you that, you know, you're an awesome football player, and we want you on the squad, but you really don't never know how stuff goes. You never know what, you know, the big man up top want. So I get excited about it, but I don't try to, you know, fill myself up with too much joy about it, because you never know, you'll be having your hopes up that you're going to go this pick and that pick, and it don't even happen. So, you know, I don't get my hopes up too bad, too high. But I am getting my hopes up by the draft day, though.
There's a perception out there that running backs aren't really valued as highly as they used to be, shouldn't go in the top 10. Why should you be the running back that changes that?
Because, you know, the quality and the effort I'm going to bring to the game. And when it comes down to it, I want to be the dude that's on the field that's on 3rd and 3 or getting the ball on 3rd and 3 or 4th and 1. And I'm a whole complete back. And, you know, not to be cocky or anything. I mean, I work on my game every day. You know, even if it's not even doing physical stuff, I work in the classroom, learning plays, learning formations, or, you know, learning the defensive line, learning what the linebacker's doing, trying to see what the safety's doing, if I can pick up my blitzes. I love the block. Everybody know I can run the ball. I've never been caught from behind, so, you know, people want to question my speed, look at the tape. And when it comes to, you know, playing football, you just say, look at each game, any game you want to. And just really just try to, you know, find a negative. A lot of people, you know, trying to find a negative anything in your game. There ain't too many negatives I, you know, have out there. I don't fumble. That's one thing. Fast thing is ever to get you on the bench to fumble the ball. That's one thing I do not need.
Okay, so what part of your game does need the most work, then?
I don't say one part of my game does need the most work on. All my game do. Because when it comes down to being a football player, you need to work on everything, not just one, you know, one part of your game. That's not me. I work on every part of my game when it comes to playing football.
What NFL running backs do you admire the most, and why?
Adrian Peterson, Mark Ingram, of course Mark Ingram, Ricky Williams, Williams for Carolina. There's a lot of guys out there, man. Drew Jones, Rice, man, there's a lot of guys out there, man. Cause you got guys like that are uncompleted backs, and Adrian Peterson's not coming out the field when it's on 3rd down or when it's 4th and 1. They're giving him the ball and he got a nose for that ball. Foster, I'm sorry, I left him. There's a lot of good guys out there. Oh, man. A lot of guys out there. I don't want to leave nobody out, man. But, man, all them type of guys there, man. They got a nose for the end zone and they got a hunger for it. You can tell that's in them.
Trey, you watch that. Is that the guy that you see yourself most similar to?
Yeah, I really try to have my own game, but it's, I mean, most likely, you know, I see myself pretty similar here, even in both of the running backs from the Giants, for real, too. So, when it comes down to it, you know, those guys I have, you know, been watching my whole career growing up, and watching him when he was at Oklahoma, or watching tapes on him when he was in high school. I mean, so, when it comes down to it, man, you know, it's just, you know, I've been an idol, you know, when it comes to, you know, the younger guys.
Trent, you watched your teammate go 28th last year. you're projected as one of the top running backs this year. Do you find yourself at all having to sell your value as a running back, still being a running position wise, still being a first round type position?
Yeah, most definitely. Being a running back, being in the first round, I think that it is going to be safe for me, you know, to go top or, you know, in the first round. For most guys, you know, they try not to take us, you know, like they used to in the first round. I mean, but hopefully, you know, I can change that, or more guys in this class can change it. Mark, he went in the first round, so you know, he got a good opportunity where he at. And I know he living where he is, so it'll come down to it. Hopefully I can, you know, do the same thing
or earlier in the first round. Trent, mental toughness seems to be a quality that's in most Alabama players. Can you just comment on how and where that's cultivated?
Our coach's name is Coach Saban. He comes into mental toughness. Coach Saban, make sure he...
David DeCastro, Stanford guard, podium A.
But when it comes down to it, man, you just got to have a mental toughness for the game. You know, you can just play at Alabama. Weak-minded, I don't think we'll last out here. Because, you know, the repetition that we do and how hard we work out, just the fact is that we all want to be winners. And we haven't had a losing record, you know, since I've been here, or since Julio been there, or the Mark Ingram been there, or the Marcel Dills. I mean, so since Coach Saban been there, he just turned the whole program around. He just got back to, you know, Alabama traditional football. And, you know, like I said, to be an Alabama football player, you got to have a mentality. And you got to be mental. For this great game that we, you know, played today.
How much do you talk to Mark Ingram now?
Are
you guys still tight?
Oh, yeah. Talk to him pretty much, man. Like I said, I was always his biggest critic. He's always my biggest critic. And when it comes down to it, you know, it's all a lot of love. And, you know, we just being competitive and being football players and just showing each other, you know, hey, I'm still on top of you when it comes, you know, you playing football, or I'm still going to be looking after you and I'm going to take care of each other.
I've never been
clocking
behind. How far back
does
that
go? You want a little league tape, you can look at that. I can't find a game I've been really just caught from behind. I can run a little league tape and show you that I've been caught from behind.
Trent, you mentioned that you and Mark are each other's biggest critics, but how do you differentiate your game from his? How are you a different running back?
We really don't compare ourselves when it comes to stuff like that, man. Both of us run hard. And both of us, you know, just want to play the game of football and, you know, try to put the best effort forward. I have no, you know, negative to say about his game. I'm pretty sure he has no negative to say about my game. When it comes down to it, we you know, kind of play alike, but we don't. We two different running backs at the same time. I really can't say, you know, how we do stuff different. I think he put more moves on people than what I would do. His vision for the game is, you know, is crazy when it comes to, you know, just seeing the hole right then or just seeing his cut, you know, one cut move. And that's something I had worked on this year and something I had picked up. So when it came down to it, our game got similar. And at different times, I love contact. I'm not saying that he don't love contact, but I think, you know, when it comes down to, is you gonna hit me or I'm going to hit you. I don't think I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm trying to hit you.
Are you going to be doing the bench press workout here?
I don't know yet. I'm going to see.
What are you trying to, how many reps are you trying to get?
Whatever the running back record is.
Trent, how much does it bother you, the perception that running backs are dominant now?
Mark Tyler, Southern California running back, table 8. Mark Tyler, table 8.
It really bothers a lot because you get guys like the running backs that come out, we're getting pounded almost every down. And when it come down to it, man, to be successful, man, you gotta really just have a mindset that, you know, I know I'm not going in the first round or I hope I go in the first round. And that's a big issue when it comes to some football players, man, that's not really strong mentally. And after all the pounding we do, or, you know, even when we're in practice, players get to hit on us and we can't cut them or something like that, or they come at full speed and we, you know, it's just, you know, take a toll on us, man. And I think, you know, we are worth more than that because when it comes down to it, everybody needs a running back, man. Everybody got to use that running back. So, like I say, the value of running back, it's not the same in this crazy series, you know. So,
would you change and play another position if you had to do it all?
Oh no! I love contact. I love running the ball. I love having the ball in my hand the first and second down. when, you know, when I can, I love, you know, putting the team on back when we can't throw the ball or when they, you know, trying to, or if it's a rainy day or something like that. I just love that pressure, man. Yeah, like I said, you got to love the game, you know, and do what we do. Oh yeah, most definitely. That's what they say. I'm number one coming off the board.
Chris Rainey, Florida, running back, table seven.
Ball, running, blocking, doing my defenses, breaking them down, all that type of stuff. You know, when it comes down to it, at this level in this game today, you got to be a running back and do everything and go in the first round.
This love for contact, don't you think you might have to give that up in the NFL?
No. We'll see. You know. And like I said, a lot of people say, man, these guys, you know, they're such different. I mean, really good. You got to have that mindset. I mean, it's a mindset thing to me. And I'm not saying that Ray Lewis is not going to take me out, but, you know, when you come down to it, you have to see each other in the hole. And, you know, I love Uncle Ray to death. I know he's going to try to bring me, you know, all the contact he can and try to beat me up in the hole, but why would you stand down?
Was there a benefit to you for being able to share time with Mark Ingram, not having as much tread on your tires maybe as other backs who might be going?
Oh, yeah, big benefit. Even when I was sharing backfield with Eddie Lacy or Justin Fowler, it's a real benefit. You know, when it comes down to it, it saves us for the lead or when we go to that next level. Our legs are more fresh than what other running backs are. We don't have to, you know, care about 30-something times a game, or we don't have to, you know, be in on every down, or we need a break, or we winded or something like that. We come in and rotate, especially with Mark. Mark did a tremendous job, and, you know, it was an honor just playing with that dude there. That man, he was amazing at what he did, you know, in Alabama. And so, me to just, you know, to try to fill in his shoes, it was big on me, and a lot of pressure. So, at the same time, I just had to put that giant on my shoulder and just try to run with him.